on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
12 people are in police custody following the murder of 5 men in Inanda. The bodies were found this morning in the Bambayi area. They had multiple stab wounds. It's believed the victims, aged between 19 and 26, were attacked with a bush knife. It's understood they were abducted from their homes in Bambayi at around midnight. Here's the police's Robert Netsionda.
The suspects are still being processed, and their details as well as their first court appearance will be known in due course. The suspects are believed to be members of a certain forum in the community, and more arrests cannot be ruled out.
The Metro Police in eThekwini are asking motorists to avoid the M13 between Gillets and Kloof. Spokesperson Boyzi Zungu says there's been a truck accident there.
We're advising motorists to use alternative, which is N3, incoming, Metro Police and other emergency services are on scene.
The Independent Institute of Education says many matric learners will find themselves reassessing their future plans based on their exam results. For those who did better than expected, new doors have opened, but for some learners, they may have fallen short on their expected marks, affecting their future. Bronwyn Batchelor, head of the institution, says it's important not to panic and remember the final matric results are just one set of results for your academic year.
They don't define your career or who you are. Obviously, it's natural to feel disappointed, but there's always a way forward. And what's important is to learn from the opportunities that come our way. So whether we do well, it's important to reflect on what worked. If we didn't do well, then also reflect on what didn't work so that we can make the necessary changes so that the next time we succeed.
And negotiators from Egypt, Qatar, the United States and Israel have been meeting in Cairo today to set out mechanisms for implementing the truce in Gaza. The ceasefire and hostage release deal was agreed earlier this week. It's expected to take effect on Sunday. Egyptian media is reporting that negotiators at today's talks have agreed on facilitating the entry of 600 aid trucks per day into the Gaza Strip. As per the deal, trucks have been waiting on the Egyptian side of the border, where the Egyptian Foreign Ministry yesterday called for the rapid, safe and effective distribution of humanitarian aid. Israel's Security Cabinet has also been meeting to vote on the deal. If approved, it would halt the bombardment in Gaza and initiate the release of hostages still being held in the territory. Durban 29, tomorrow Peter Maritzburg and Richards Bay 31.
And look at what's coming up in your sport. Durban Supergiants hope to break out of the bottom of the SA20 log as they battle Sunrise's Eastern Cape this evening. Plenty football on the cards this weekend in the CAF Champions League and Betway Premiership. And Manchester City striker Erling Haaland signs his longest contract in Premier League history with the club.